poll, Donald Trump maintains majority support as party's frontrunner. By Hannah Blow on May 13, 2022. Most Republicans continue to support former President Donald Trump as the Republican Party's frontrunner in the 2024 presidential election, a University of Massachusetts Amherst released Friday found. The survey asked Republican respondents to rank their top three choices for individuals to run as the GOP's candidate in the 2024 presidential election. Most, 55%, chose Trump as their first choice. That figure is unchanged from the 55% who said the same 5 months ago in December 2021. Another 20% chose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, as their first choice, with no other candidate coming close. Despite Trump's firm grip on first, DeSantis remains the top second choice among Republicans, as 34% chose him in that category. That represents a 3% drop from the 37% who chose him as their second-place candidate in December 2021. Another 25% chose Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, as their third choice in the lineup, behind Trump and DeSantis. The survey asked the same of Democrats in ranking the Democrat presidential candidate in 2024. While it showed Biden leading, he failed to garner majority support as the top candidate, seeing just 33%. Perhaps what is most significant is that the figure represents a 7-point drop from the 40% who chose Biden in December 2021, further demonstrating the reality of Biden's waning support even among members of his own party. Notably, 17% of voters chose Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as their first choice candidate, but he also stood as the top second choice among Democrats, garnering 19% support. Third place remained a tie between Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and someone else, as both garnered 15%. The full survey was taken May 5 to 9, 2022, among 1,000 respondents and has a +3.5% margin of error. It comes as Biden continues to struggle to rally Democrats ahead of the midterm elections as frontline Democrats, those who are in vulnerable positions, beg party leaders to pursue bipartisan legislation in hopes of saving their majority in the wake of Biden's stunning lack of popularity.